This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Dr. Ellie Friedman from Friedman Dental Group. Its practices are one of the leading dental groups in South Florida and are also part of a very small minority that perform life-changing reconstructive procedures to rehabilitate its patients from years of dental neglect. Dr. Friedman, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here.
Certainly our pleasure and looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us, for starters, what is a prosthodontist and what do they do?
So a prosthodontist is a division of dentistry, one of the specialties of dentistry that deals with the root word is obviously prosthetics, which is the specialty that deals with the true definition is the replacement and restoration of teeth. So that can be anything that has to do with caps or crowns, implants, dentures, any type of removable prosthetics that a patient wears, and anything that's permanently attached in the mouth as well. Prosthodontists are trained and given a designated specialty in that field, similar to other types of specialties known such as oral and maxillofacial surgery or root canal endodontics or orthodontics. Prosthodontists deal specifically with that part of dentistry and are the designated specialists and experts in that field of dentistry that pertain to those specific types of procedures.
And I'm sure the listeners would be also curious, what was the path you took to become a prosthodontist?
So a prosthodontist is a three-year designated certified residency that is certified and designated by the American Dental Association. There are approximately 40 to 50 certified prosthodontic specialty programs throughout the United States. All of them are pretty much attached to dental school specialty curriculum programs. And most prosthodontic specialists spend approximately anywhere from 2 to 3 years of additional training beyond the regular traditional dental school program to obtain that specific certification. In my specific case, I graduated from Tufts University of Dental Medicine in 1998, and I went into private practice for approximately 4 years before I went back into the specialty of prosthodontics. So I went ahead and completed an additional three-year training in prosthodontics at the Nova Southeastern University in Florida.
And thanks for sharing that. Now, shifting gears here a little, what are the signs that someone should reach out to a prosthodontist, and what will the prosthodontist look for in a consultation?
Yeah, that's a great question. There are multiple ways patients generally get to a prosthodontist. One would be by referral, direct referral from a general dentist. General dentist, when something gets beyond a specific general dentist capability, a prosthodontist will often be consulted with to help try to get a more of an expert opinion in reference to the patient's condition, what kind of specialty treatment, another set of eyes in reference to what kind of services can be offered to help a patient's situation out. So while many dentists do perform prosthetic dentistry, of course, on a general dentist level, when something gets more advanced or more complex, then that's when a prosthodontist is often consulted with. The second way people oftentimes seek out a prosthodontist is by direct engagement, by seeking somebody out who's an expert in the field. Generally, that happens or more likely occurs when somebody has a more complex oral condition and feels that they are looking for somebody that is skilled and trained in handling more advanced dental care, oftentimes that occurs when somebody needs what we call full mouth treatment or reconstruction, restoration of a more advanced condition, a more involved or detailed kind of treatment. Whereas general dentists, oftentimes some of them are trained, but they take a lot of additional courses to try to get up to a level that can be similar to a prosthodontist. The prosthodontist often has that designation and is, you know, a certified expert in that field. So again, likely by a referral, oftentimes it occurs by seeking somebody out on their own that based on their own specific condition. Prosthodontists deal with issues like multiple missing teeth, teeth that are severely damaged and broken down, and people know that they need an advanced solution to help them with that situation. They would oftentimes seek out somebody that would be skilled to handle that kind of case for them. And those are the kind of general things that people would find. The other thing oftentimes is when a patient is not getting resolution to their situation by one of their dentists, oftentimes they'll seek out a prosthodontist. They feel that the situation that they're in or the doctor is not able to get them comfortable in that specific situation, and then they'll get another opinion from a prosthodontist oftentimes to try to see if there's more specialized treatment that can be rendered to try to help their situation improve.
In a most helpful response today, we're speaking with Dr. Ellie Friedman from Friedman Dental Group here on eHealth Radio's Dental and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Now, Dr. Friedman, what benefit does seeing a prosthodontist have for a complex dental treatment?
Well, that's really where prosthodontists really thrive in the clinical setting. Prosthodontists, when you go back to their training in dental school settings or university-based settings, they're the ones that the department that's often that's always sought after to handle the very advanced cases that comes in through the various departments in university settings. So prosthodontists are specifically trained in handling the most advanced types of dental cases that exist in dentistry. So part of that training process is the requirement to successfully treat and train certain types of advanced types of cases. In fact, the prosthodontics board examination protocol has the requirements to display your ability to treat certain types of advanced cases like that. So when it comes to the advanced type of case, again, oftentimes full mouth restoration or rehabilitation, whether it's again, multiple missing teeth, or it's multiple teeth that require restoration, bite issues, and those types of complexities, prosthodontists are the types of doctors that are specifically trained, and I should say also part of the designation according to the American Dental Association as having the skill set to be able to handle those types of complex cases.
Well, Dr. Friedman, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you, and we really appreciate what you're doing in the space there in South Florida. Where can listeners get further details on your practice and also be in touch as well?
Oh, thank you very much for asking. Friedman Dental Group has four practice locations in South Florida. We are in Broward County and Palm Beach County. We have offices in Palm Beach, Tamarack, Plantation, and Coral Springs. We are a group of four prosthodontists in our group practice. We're a multi-specialty group practice that is servicing the South Florida area. We also in our practice have other specialists in the area of maxillofacial surgery, anesthesiology, endodontics, periodontics, and general dentistry as well. So we are able to handle all the complexities within one practice setting and under complex dental situations, the prosthodontists in the practice are the ones that are leading the treatment in those specific situations. You're certainly welcome to look us up online at freedmandentalgroup.com. We've got a lot of interesting cases online, before and after photos, testimonials of patients who have undergone treatment with us, complex treatment, dental rehabilitation, implants and teeth in one day protocols, where we're able to go ahead and transform somebody's smile in one day with the use of dental implants, and a group surgical approach with multiple dentists working for the patient's benefit. We also are very proud to announce that we have our own in-house dental laboratory, and that's a very powerful thing to allow patients to be able to have treatment with our technicians chair side, to also give them the best treatment outcomes possible today, and also using some of the best quality materials that are out there in dentistry, and incorporating all of that, encompassing all of that, giving patient one practice setting that's really going to allow them to succeed in their quest for having, hopefully, their solutions in a wonderful, life-changing experience is ultimately what we do on a daily basis. And we're very proud to be able to have set something like that up for our patients here in South Florida. And it's a very unique kind of practice scenario and setting that we're able to offer to South Florida residents here.
Fantastic. Again, Dr. Freedman, thanks for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Oh, I really want to thank you for having me. And anytime, anything I can be of service with, feel free to give us a call at any point in time. Thank you very much for having me.
And it certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Dr. Eli Freedman from Freedman Dental Group. Its practices are one of the leading dental groups in South Florida and are also part of a very small minority that perform life-changing reconstructive procedures to rehabilitate its patients from years of dental neglect. And for further details, visit freedmandentalgroup.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.